Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 ended with this thought, combining spiritual words with spiritual things. And I thought, you know, if we really talk about spiritual things with spiritual words, can we give spiritual tests and spiritual grades? Well, then in verse 12, there's this thought. We have received the Spirit from God to understand what God has freely given us. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice if we could also receive the spirit of Luther and Walther and Pieper and understand what they have given us? And then we could take those spiritual tests and receive those spiritual grades, and actual class attendance could really become a thing of the past, because we could all say, as they will say, by the way, in the parish, I know I wasn't there, but I was with you in spirit. Well, those thoughts will have to wait for another time, because the choice of this text for the Lenten season is undoubtedly because of verse 2. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now here is a decision, and that's the word, which even a Lutheran can love, deciding to know Jesus Christ and Him crucified. When you think theology of the cross, you think Luther, Walther, Pieper, and Concordia Theological Seminary. We preach Christ crucified. It's still a stumbling block to some, it's still an offense to others, but for us it is still the wisdom of God and the very power of God. We are determined not to know anything but Christ crucified. But today, my dear friends in Christ, I want to ask you, we who are so determined to teach and preach Christ crucified, that has to be more than just at some point saying, Jesus died for you, amen. We know only Christ crucified. We preach only Christ crucified. But do we live only Christ crucified? And most importantly, do we die only Christ crucified? You see, St. Paul was inspired to write, I am determined not to know anything but Christ crucified, but he also testified, I am crucified with Christ. Now, certainly it was this union with the death of Christ on the cross that prompted St. Paul to write, I die every day. Luther took up this theme in the Small Catechism in describing the significance of holy baptism. The old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die. We who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And though we would like to have put on his glory, which we will, we have put on his crucifixion now. So did you die today? The law kills. It unites the old nature with Christ, and a death takes place. On the day when I actually die physically, I'm pretty sure the rest of the day is going to be noticeably different. When I die in the sense of being united to Jesus Christ crucified, the rest of the day ought to be just as notably different. The old nature can't rule the day anymore. because it's dead. Not just symbolically dead, but dead by the power of God and His Word working through the sacrament of holy baptism, really, really dead. Now, wouldn't it be nice if God had so arranged that this dying through contrition and repentance would have some sort of a visible dimension to it? Struck me like those fainting sheep. You ever see that educational TV channel show about this fainting sheep? Whenever they're startled, they just keel over and they stiffen up and their head kind of goes back and their eyes roll. And if you've watched old TV westerns, you know that's the universal symbol for dead. And so the sheep, it literally dies. And then 10 seconds later, gets up, walks away to die again some other day. Well, imagine morning chapel. If we had the confession of sins and we all just sort of keeled over for 10 seconds, dead, and then got back and went back to class, back to our tests, back to our grading, back to teaching, back to work, as a totally new person. Well, that really, really does happen. But instead of seeing it with these eyes, God has given us faith so that we trust that it happens. And is it not one of the deep mysteries that our text mentions, the secret and hidden wisdom, which is in verse 7, that Jesus could die and still live, but even deeper a mystery that we can die in union with Him and rise again. And in doing so, any anger or malice that we might have toward one another would be gone. It's dead. But less obvious, but equally useful, would be a lot of other things that would die as well. I don't want to say this, but I've noticed a lot of laziness and slothfulness around here. And some of you guys have it too. I mean, we put off reading that book, we put off studying for that test, we put off writing that paper. Why don't we consider ourselves dead to those attitudes as well and let the new nature really get busy with the task? And sometimes, though we do the work, we just do it. There's no sense of joy in doing it. There's no sense of joy in learning. If we're really determined not to know anything except Jesus Christ and Him crucified, shouldn't that lack of joy in being a student or that lack of joy in being a professor also be put to death? And the new nature that lives in union with Christ's resurrection walk so much differently, walk joyfully, study joyfully, learn joyfully, take tests joyfully. Well, these are all things that God's Spirit has delivered to our spirit by faith, so that we believe these things with something that's beyond knowledge, beyond the knowledge of this world. So here's a thought. We do have spiritual tests. They don't always take place in the classroom. We're being tested all the time, and this knowledge that's beyond knowledge makes it possible for us to take those tests, to pass those tests, and to learn to speak and to teach without fear, without trembling, as we preach and teach Christ crucified, and as we live Christ crucified, and especially as we daily die Christ crucified. Though we die every day with respect to our sinful nature, someday, in a long time for some of you, shorter time for others, at an unknown time for all of us, we will die physically. And by the grace of God, through that which is given to us in the depths of those thoughts of God, communicated to our thoughts by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can die without fear and trembling. Because we've been there, done that, every day. To know nothing but Christ crucified enables us to sing the words of a hymn which was once in the Easter section, and then in the death and burial section, and now in the hope and comfort section, a hymn that has an attitude of knowing nothing other than Christ crucified. Laugh to scorn the gloomy grave, and at death no longer tremble. He, the Lord who came to save, will at last his own assemble. They will go their Lord to meet, treading death beneath their feet. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.